This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Now, don't hate me, but I want to talk about the weather for a minute. We're getting better at predicting it all the time. More sensors and satellites floating around, more crowdsourcing weather data. Still, if prediction is half the battle, presentation is the other half. Jeff Lazo is an economist, but he works at the National Center for Atmospheric Research.
There's a huge room for improvement in weather information, not in the forecasting side, but in communicating it and helping people access and understand and use that to make the decisions they want to make.
Lazo suggests that U.S. adults get an estimated 300 billion weather forecasts every year. And even with new technology, that information comes relatively cheap. Open source, too. Lots of information is publicly provided, and that's opened the door for techies to start innovating.
The world is filled with raw weather data. You know, we're not meteorologists. We're just computer nerds.
That's Adam Grossman. He and a couple of his buddies started a simple weather app for mobile devices called Dark Sky. The staff is small, but the app's had over 100,000 downloads, and it just launched in Europe, too. A far cry from dominant apps from organizations like the Weather Channel, sure. But Dark Sky's form and function for telling you exactly what's happening, where you are, up to the minute, isn't by accident.
You know, most people don't care about humidity or wind speed or things like that. And if you have an interface that always gives you that data, a lot of times you can just end up with a big cluttered mess.
Of course, the app's simple presentation could be considered a big drawback, too. After all, you're not getting any real information on the likelihood that it will rain. No percentages. So most of what Dark Sky's app does is just give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down on when to grab an umbrella. And it could always be wrong. But in the app's background, a bunch of forecast models are being pulled in and averaged. Grossman hopes that soon the data that his app is collecting, organizing, and delivering will make other software better.
Making existing products and services smarter and weather-aware are kind of the things we're most excited about.
Dark Sky's data is already being folded into another app called Ozito. Ozito collects all your calendar events, and it'll tell you to leave early for an appointment if the immediate forecast looks like it may hinder your trip.